Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
SansPants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
I feel like chickens are either very stupid or very evil.
Yeah.
It's probably stupid, but it might be evil.
Yeah, when you look into the chicken's eye, there's nothing staring you back, and that either means there's nothing in there that fears God, or there's nothing in there that even thinks.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, I can't tell if you have shark eyes or if you're not smart enough to be a shark. If we just dropped you in the water, you'd be like, well, time to sink.
Okay, well then, is a shark evil or is a shark stupid?
I think sharks look like they have evil eyes. Actually, you know what? I'm just taking that from the context of a shark's eyes. I think if you put a shark's eyes on a person, they would look just lovely.
I think they'd look so nice.
Yeah.
They'd be, do you think, bigger, or are we making them like person head sized?
Good question. Let's see. Which is better?
And is the person, does the, and the person has legs, yes? Normal shape
of person.
I'm
going to push lightly back on that.
Person has like sort of like flesh colored skin, like that you would find on flesh of a like human being.
Or is it sort of more of like a jagged gray?
Right. Yeah.
My name is Malcolm.
Wow. Malcolm has all those teeth to smile with. What a pretty young man.
Smiling.
That's what sharks are thinking the whole time they're swimming.
Yeah.
Smiling.
Happy shark.
The whole time the shark is in the ocean, it's just thinking, another day with my friends. Another day. Another wet day.
It's friends or its teeth, I think. It goes back to its little shark house and it has its pictures of its friends all framed on the wall. It's each of its teeth. And some group shots.
Now to poke my fin out of the water to make people happy.
Do you like this?
Anyway, so Malcolm's there and he's in his jeans, which I suppose his, because Malcolm's a normal human guy, but he's kind of shaped strange. Yeah. And he's got, I think, his whole one gray leg in one leg of the jeans.
Yeah.
And I think the other leg of the jeans is either kind of bunched up with a hair tie around it and maybe he has a crutch under his very short triangular arm, or maybe he has a mannequin leg.
Yeah.
Which is it?
Either that, or there's like Malcolm has a little friend who's, and this is going to sound crazy for like a guy to be friends with this, but a friend who's like one of those fish that latch itself on to other fish.
Yeah.
But in this case, and this is why it is crazy, the fish is latched onto Malcolm, who's normal.
Malcolm's normal.
But it fills out the pant.
Another option.
Yeah.
Another option.
Go.
Malcolm wears a shirt, of course. And it is a shirt that you would buy from like boohoo.com that's like women's dress shirt.
Would you like a $15?
About a $15.
Great.
About a $17, maybe $9 shipping. Mm-hmm. And it is a shirt. It's like a sexy morning look shirt dress, right? So it's like kind of like a man's shirt that you put on after a night of frivolous fucking.
That's fun that they've started making clothes that are supposed to have backstories.
It's
this
fun
is
that
what you'd wear after you fuck a man.
It's great for them to give you clothes that you can do the walk of shame in all day.
Yeah. Because that's kind of what pre-distressed jeans are. It's like, hey, you ever wanted to look like a skateboarder but without any of that pesky coolness?
The first time somebody bought pre-distressed jeans and came home to their mum, she said, did you fall off a cliff? So Malcolm, though, right, gets one of these shirts that they're like a long dress, but they sort of, they go down to his waist and then baby jeans on the
that's
end,
nice.
Right?
He,
and then... I guess, like, shoes for women who have had their feet bound.
Uh-huh. And there's enough of those still around that we're keeping them around,
I do believe so. I'm going to go to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum and smash some glass for my friend Malcolm.
Oh, okay, cool.
I love my new shoes off to work.
The guy whose big idea at the shoe factory was bringing in the tiniest possible shoes, just finally like, yes, this trend continues, we'll see a sale tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
If they don't bring out some really pointy shoes, I think I'm going to stop binding my feet.
You know what? Honestly, I'm starting to think this is more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it too.
See,
me
really,
and Danny are really getting together. We're trying this new health thing where we bind our feet together.
We bind our feet, and it actually decreases toxins.
Mm.
So,
and also gives us lovely
and I'm
feet.
Steaming my pussy. But the shoes that they bring out, if they don't bring out shoes for bound feet, like because right now walking around hurts tremendously, but also I don't want dusty toes.
No, and I assume that a shoe will fix the problem that is like constricting my foot incredibly hard for a long period of time hurts like hell.
Yeah, yeah. Or at least it'll make it hurt less when I'm walking around on like gravel.
Walking around with a tiny pair of Jordans.
Pointed Jordans.
Pointy little Jordans. Whoa!
Slam dunking and then going, ow, 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 when you land.
Damn, but those size negative ones look so good.
Yeah, I probably won't be binding my feet anymore if they don't bring those shoes out. Mm. But if they do, I'm going to do it more and to others.
Yeah. We're actually really evangelizing this.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Sorry. But you know what?
Tom's drink bottle fell over.
My drink bottle fell over. You know what we could also do? Start
Nobody's
wearing really small gloves.
Oh, little gloves?
Yeah. What if we just try and make us all little at the extremities?
Oh, man, we could bind all of it.
We could bind all of it. We could be mummies.
We could. Oh my gosh.
Fuck. And we'd just be smaller all over.
What? Well, we could get smaller all over. But another thing that we could do, we could go from mummy to lollipop.
Wow.
Yeah. Leave the head out.
Yeah.
Scrunch everything else down.
Wow. Demi.
What?
We would look like Funko Pops.
Woo!
Hey, if you don't make a Funko Pop of me, I'm making a Funko Pop out of me.
Yeah.
Your move, Hasbro Corporation. Desperately
make...
trying to get famous.
Man, I think I'm going to call them tomorrow and say the bodies are small.
Mm.
Could you?
Hey, I just noticed a flaw with my Funko.
My Funko has a small body. Can I? Would you?
Hello.
Check your machines.
Am I talking to Mr. Funko? Good. I've come to discover that the body attached to my Funko is distressingly small and the head upsettingly large.
I hope somebody was fired for this blunder.
Yes, the features are grotesquely exaggerated. Also, this appears to be of Pennywise the Clown. A horrifying creature.
Sitting down to get a caricature done and being like, a similar likeness. However, sir, I think you'll find I'm not rollerblading. Mm.
I don't think my body's that small.
Sir.
I really hope it's not.
Will you be colouring this in? I, myself, have colourage, so.
We're going to want to do that. We're going to want a little bit of colour on this to capture my hue.
Sir, you've made my features a little extreme. On the boardwalk. I'm there for hours explaining it.
Explaining.
He is taking notes too.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I've been drawing people all fucked up all this time.
Oh, my God. Nobody ever said anything before you.
God damn. I never look at these things once I'm done.
Yeah.
Ooh, actually, yeah, looking back, I can see how this would hurt your feelings.
I didn't mean to do that.
I'm so sorry.
Apology video from a cartoon.
You sit down, sitting down to get your caricature done, and they hold up a mirror.
Yeah.
And then he holds up a mirror. And
That's such a drag.
Yeah, he just has to draw himself, and he's like, "This, I've been making people feel like this. Well, this is how this feels like." He's like drawing his own big buck teeth.
This feels bad. He's the craziest looking guy you've ever seen. He looks so fucked. Sitting down to get your caricature done. He's got like shot glass sized teeth.
Yeah.
He's got a tiny nose and one gigantic eye. He's wearing an eye patch.
I look so ugly.
He's got a horseshoe bald head.
Oh man.
Fuck. And he's like, "Oh my god, I didn't even think." He's been projecting this whole time because he's always sitting in a dune buggy.
You like dune buggies?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah, caricature artists. I mean, that's such an interesting way to make a living.
You'd want to be so handsome if you were a caricature guy.
Here's the thing, I think you want to be weird looking. So people don't take offense.
I would draw myself really, really handsome.
Really?
Yeah. I would draw any time that, like, if I was, like, putting up, you know, like, examples of how my caricatures look, and I would label them as me, and I would draw, like, Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. And then you'd show it to the wife of the guy that you just drew, and then you compare it to his caricature, which looks like shit, and you'd be like, "You're with this zero?
This fucking guy.
Come on, here. Hey. Let me show you how things can be." And you draw a big penis on you.
Big penis.
You like this?
I, yeah, and of course I say, "Hey, kick this square to the curb." I walk away, the broad's on my arm.
Yeah.
My strong arm.
Strong, handsome arm. Beautiful. And then you're like, "Okay, cool. Now you actually have to wait over here with the rest of the ladies I've gotten by doing this, because I have another 6 hours left at my drawing people cruelly job."
Yeah, I'm just herding women and putting them in a little pen. Eat from your trough.
Milling around.
Making Minecraft noises.
Yeah, all these hot ladies just kind of bumping into each other. I can't tell if it's misogynist or not. I'm finding it funny. It feels like a bit misogynist to picture these hot
women. Yeah. And also, by the way, the fence is about 2 feet tall and they could easily step over. Soon as she's like, okay. And as soon as I shut the little gate behind her, she goes, she goes completely glassy-eyed. Kind of bumming into each other, but going, and then like kind of sniffing the other woman and going, turning around, looking at the gate and like kind of scratching her head. Mm. Her hand is like, she can't really use her fingers anymore. She's like hoofing her head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's still a hand.
Yes. Oh, boy.
I love Cow Woman.
Yeah, and apologies to the, I assume, one listener of our podcast who got very turned on just then.
Yeah, sorry about it.
Sorry about activating that.
Yeah.
We only find it funny. Sorry that that's something that you want.
Yeah.
To be in the, a pen of hot women.
Yeah. And I'm also very sorry to our one listener who is currently typing out the email. Actually, my mum was a hot, dumb woman in a pen. That was captured by a caricaturist. Mm. Very sorry about that, and for your trauma.
Yeah,
and your hot mum, big fippies.
Which, by the way,
fat yummies.
Ooh la la!
On the front of her.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Big box of Cadbury's favourites there. Just let me get my hands in that titty.
I love them, but you might not.
No.
You did at one point though.
Yeah.
So think about that. Maybe the reason I love your mum's tits so much is because you taught her to feel good about them.
Hey, I'm keeping the tradition of loving those titties alive.
Yeah.
By sucking on them.
It's my culture. Mm. So love your mum's tits.
Cheating on my pregnant wife.
Yeah.
And like sucking the milk out of the other woman's tits and taking it home in my mouth and spitting it into hers.
Wait, are you spitting it into her tits?
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Well, we can't afford a wet nurse.
Yeah.
So I just started fucking ladies and siphoning off their milk.
The nurse we have is crunchy.
We got a dry ass nose.
We got a dry nose. It's like when you take a starfish out of the ocean and leave it on a bench.
We couldn't afford a wet nurse, so we got a slippery nurse. I thought they were the same. It turns out, not at all. Wee, 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 wee.
You can get, she's in the background. Woo! Like, sliding fast back and forth in the background.
She tries to hug the baby, and she shoots off away backwards.
She shoots off somehow, but the baby's just stays.
The baby stays exactly where it was.
I mean, you can try slimy nurse, but they don't even slide it. They just kind of, they have the one big foot under them. They go waist, foot, and then they kind of slide around the house. It's really bad.
It's really bad.
There's a sheen on everything. You can kind of chip it off once it's done, or sort of, it actually, the way that it dries, you can sweep it, but it's kind of, I don't know.
Hey, I'm a bit worried about our slimy nurse. I feel like she's spending a lot of time on the couch, just on the basis of the silver trails that she's left all over that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it's time to really try and get a wet nurse.
Yeah, don't forget to leave a crack in the bedroom window so the slimy nurse can get in. You don't leave keys out for her. You just leave a snail hole in your bedroom.
Oh, there's some food there and we added some Oh, no. Don't eat the food.
Mouth bubbling.
Yeah. And then finally we up the ante and just get like... We get an option of getting a wet nurse or a sopping wet nurse.
I was going to get a drenched nurse, but this month has been kind of hard.
This written month has been kind of hard. So we're just settling with
back,
nurses turning up just like, oh, phew, calm down, cats and dogs out there.
Wow. Yeah, but it's not. There's just a rain cloud that follows her around.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's a wet nurse.
Somebody need milk?
Yes, please.
All right.
We don't have a child.
No. But you know what? This rules.
This fucking rips.
This is so cool, having a lady with milk.
The lady...
I loved having lady before.
I don't want to buy the milk. I have hired the wet nurse, but I don't want to go and carry the milk. So she can bring the milk. I'll feed her. So.
Yeah. I'll give her stuff to turn into milk.
It does seem weird that there were just ladies who would like... They're like, I look after your kid and it can suck my titty back in the day. Way back in the day, obviously.
Way back in the day.
Were they called, wet nurses, or were they like nannies or just regular
nurses?
That's
a wet nurse. I think wet nurse is the one that gives milk specifically because
it's kind of like,
such a service.
And I guess the wet nurse also is like, to continue being a wet nurse, I still need these damn things sucked. Like if when, the, because Jesus. You... No, it's true. Like,
as in you have to like keep up a continuous stream of things sucking on the
You have to keep up the milk production. Well, like I'm not, like if I got pregnant, I'd have milky titties.
Babe, don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay. When I get pregnant.
I take you by the hand and lead you into the bedroom.
I'm blushing.
cupping your face. Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Oh man.
But we both know I still have the IUD.
Yeah, but I'm trying to shoot my guys
around
it. I'm trying to swarm it.
I'm gonna like a needle. I'm gonna go around it. I'm gonna go in there.
Yep.
But if I got
a baby is born with an IUD just right in the middle of it, like Iron Man,
lodged in its head, like it's an axe.
Oh fuck! Yeah, we had a cyborg.
Yeah, no, we had a Biffa style baby.
You don't want to let that near any of the other kids at daycare because one specific part, really doesn't want there to be baby.
No, don't have it around other baby. Does the IUD grow? Probably.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd say if it got stuck, yeah.
I'd say so. And that means that eventually it'll get to the point where it can just prevent adults.
Get an IUD for adults.
Yeah, so we don't accidentally have an adult. That's how they should upsell you.
I know that this stops me from having babies. I don't want any guys.
Yeah.
I don't want any people, okay?
The doctor is seeing dollar signs as he wheels in the luxury IUD that prevents you from having anyone from age like 0 to 85 just pop out of your pussy.
You can drink when you have that one too. What I was going to say was, if you keep, that's why when you see like people who, and genuinely no judgment because I think it's kind of cool whatever you want to do with your weird kid, but you know when you see people that have... You know when you see people that have like 4 and 5 year olds and they're still breastfeeding? Like, I think most people stop pretty early. Because they're like, oh, this is a hassle.
Very old.
Five is quite old, but people still do it. But I like, there's a medical history podcast that I listen to where they were like, yeah, my kid, I mean, I thought I'd stop earlier, but my kid's three and it's just kind of like, I don't know, sometimes it's easier. Mm. And if you just keep breastfeeding a kid, you keep making milk.
Wow.
Yeah. It's weird.
Does it have to be a kid?
No, that's why I'm saying, like, you still need your titties sucked to keep, then you'll keep making the milk.
That's so crazy.
But I don't know what makes that true or what makes it happen. I think it's just like, because if you stop doing it, then your titties kind of just like, they're like, well, the milk is in here, but you're not getting rid of it. So I guess I'll get rid of it inside and then I won't make any more. But I don't actually know how that happens.
You just have the milk sucked back into your body.
I guess it's the stimulation that... Like, the milk is gone.
You start peeing the milk.
You start pissing milk, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the same kind of, it's not like dairy.
No.
I wonder if they can make milk. Like, you know how we have cow milk, which we're not supposed to, which is funny. That humans were just like, gimme.
Yeah.
To cow milk.
Lactose intolerance is just like,
it's like being prevalent. Normal.
Yeah. We shouldn't.
I'm not supposed to be having it.
But then it turned out that it was just easier to have the milk. And so we steadily like fucking just kind of had it.
Had it. And then like
less and less.
And then tried to make it different so it didn't make us sick, which maybe just don't have it. But also it's kind of like if horses had bigger tits, we'd probably be doing it to them as well.
Holy shit. That is so funny.
Yeah.
The idea of just a fucking horse with big
tits.
Triple K cup tits.
Are they furry in your mind or is it a patch?
I'm picturing them furry right up until the nipple.
And the nipple is just bare, yeah?
Nipple is bare.
That's usually kind of how animals have it though, isn't it?
Yeah. Wait, okay, so are you picturing like absolutely just skin titty?
No, I was picturing furry titties on the horse.
And also the
horse... Oh my God, it's really important, Tom. I'm so sorry.
Please.
Is it... Which bit is it under or is it on the front?
It's on the front.
The horse is just, yes, that's
it's
okay.
Poking
okay.
out. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Great.
Like there's cleavage. The yes. horse could wear it like a bridle or something and have cleavage.
Is it wearing a bra?
I mean, honestly, the speeds it's traveling, it better be. Can you imagine a horse just breaking into a gallop and knocking itself out? Just crumbling, just going head over trotter.
Is its ass the same as a normal horse ass, or does it have a big ass as well?
I think horses already have asses.
They do, but like boy horses have big asses. And like sometimes, you know, like if you're like in Sausage Party, like they give the buns and stuff tits. And like, you know, when you,
okay.
you know, when you make it shut up, when you make a cartoon
just
of an animal.
How much do you know about Sausage Party?
It's all, that's all I know is that they gave the hot dog bread titties.
Oh.
But like when they anthropomorphize shit in cartoons and stuff, sometimes they give them bigger asses and stuff. Like Pixar mom ass.
Yeah.
Right? So the horse maybe could have an even bigger donk.
Right.
Welcome to our new segment, Sexist Horse. Here's my sexist horse for this week. It loves shopping and all it does is buy shoes.
Yep.
Horseshoes. It loves them.
That's how women are.
Very
asterisk. Horse women. And that's how we're going to get, that's how we're going to expand
yeah.
the podcast is that the free feed has all the sexist stuff. And then on premium, we're like, hey, just so you guys know, this is about horses. So you can't get mad
about
at
horses,
us. Then
so
the free feed, we're
us.
Like, women are
women.
Stupid.
Yeah, the one that more people listen to should be the one where we go really crook.
Yes.
But all right, so I'll listen. This will be my segment. I'll do sexist horse for next week as well. But okay, so yeah, the horse, the woman horse buys horseshoes, but they're really uncomfortable, but they look really good. So the horse really likes them.
Yeah. When a horse buys horseshoes that are like those stiletto horseshoes, so they're just like one point leading all the way down and they're initially kind of unsteady on their legs and they're up like 6 inches higher than they
six
usually
inches
would be.
High. Yeah. Or potentially, I guess you could sort of put a heel on them.
It'd be really good
two
to see.
Two of them at the 2 points of the U. It would have two heels, I think.
Just putting like wedges on a horseshoe.
Yeah.
Or like, you know what? Honestly, just because they deserve to have something nice, just a sensible shoe.
Sensible flat.
Yeah. Fitting out a horse with like a nurse's shoe.
Crocs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crocs like on a horse.
A New Balance when it gets older, you know.
Too many animals.
That was bloody arc in here.
What kind of... Do you think anybody has ever had to put shoes on a crocodile, like maybe for medical reasons the crocodile had a fucked up foot and they put shoes on it.
I think they probably that to really rub into the crocodile what happened to its family. Look at these loafers, buddy. Wow, these fit great. It's almost like they were made for me. And the material, so familiar but so different.
They were made by you.
Wait, my tail, where's my beautiful tail? No!
Oh, the only thing that could cheer me up now is putting on my belt. Fuck.
Stupid.
Do horses, I'm not trying to make a really stupid joke here. Do horses ever, I'm being serious, wear socks? I know not under their horseshoes because the horseshoes get like nailed into their hoofs, which ouch. Probably. I reckon.
Yeah.
They wouldn't go into the foot. But it's like, I guess it's just your nails.
It's nailed into the nail. So I don't think they feel it. Because
But doesn't that like set your teeth on edge to think about that?
Oh, it's awful to think about. But also like if we had like a thick enough base of keratin, that'll probably be fun. Like probably I would just like have like a hook hung on mine. So if I was just hanging out, you could just hang stuff off me.
People used to like, I think this was a trend in like the early or mid 2000s or whatever, but people were having like pierced fingernails and stuff.
No.
Like, which I guess it was just like drilling a little hole, but that
really
sucks.
Badly to that.
Wouldn't it feel better for the horse? Wait, do they drill horseshoes in now? Or no, do they still?
I think they bang
they,
them in.
I know, but that's when getting that from like movies and shit. And most of the movies where someone's banging in a horseshoe is like fucking True Grit and stuff.
Yeah, it might be olden
times.
So
do they drill them?
I think it would be. I feel the banging would be better because the drilling would be too much. Side to side motion, right? Like that would maybe twist the horse's ankle.
No, because drilling, the way that drilling actually works, it's not that the thing wants to snake into the thing that you're drilling. It's that the curvy bits on the drill bit are there to like pull the wood out.
Dude, this sucks.
Not knowing about drills.
Well, no, because I now know everything there is to know about drills, thanks to your fucking lecture, which, by the way, snore.
Okay. Well, next time I'll bring in some actors to be the drill, I guess, and the wood.
Ooh, a little performance?
Yes, a performance.
Love it.
Yeah, to keep your attention.
I'll get my opera glasses ready.
All right. Well, you're right in the front row, so.
Oh, yes, but I need to see
First of all, for a fucking nerd, you're complaining a lot. Sitting in the front row, ass bitch. There's heaps of chairs at the back too. You just there to be judgmental or what?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I feel bad about myself.
I bet you do. And you're right. And there's nothing wrong with me.
Okay, I guess.
The undercurrent for every comment on the internet.
Well, you said it loud enough that I believe you.
Yeah. Genuinely, just so many comments could just be like, hey, I'm normal and I'm nice.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did we get to the end of chickens?
No.
They must have used to had scales, probably.
Man, a dinosaur... A chicken-shaped dinosaur would be maybe the most darling thing I can imagine.
Really big chicken?
Really big chicken. Or what I'm thinking, maybe just take the chicken, make it scaly, keep the shape of the feathers.
Yeah, right. Because that was the next thing I was going to say was if it had scales, we wouldn't have the puff of the chicken. But you're just imagining that it's quite a bit. It's like fatter.
Honestly, because things weren't thought through right back then, maybe I'm thinking that there was just something that looked like a rotisserie chicken, but with eyes and a beak.
Yeah.
And it would like kind of tumble down a hill.
Yes. Now, Tom, really quickly, I just want to pull attention to you saying because things weren't thought through back then.
They weren't thought through. They were in the draft stage. Okay.
But do you think now that we thought through chickens and made them chicken shaped?
Yeah. I think that.
Oh, okay. Good. I just wanted to make sure that was what you were saying that you thought.
I think that the chicken had enough time and was like, you know what? I need to go off to the Mesozoic age and kind of find myself.
Yep.
And then when it got through all that shit and it's now settled on it being a chicken and it's now at the point where it can experiment with being like a whole bunch of different chickens like Silky or the other ones, a bantam. That's the type of chicken.
Silkies are pretty similar to bantam, aren't they? In my mind they look pretty.
I don't remember immediately getting very defensive. I don't remember saying that they weren't.
No, they don't look the same, all of them. No. Here's my new segment, Racism Chicken.
Oh, and no.
No, because Silkies, Silkies have little, like, they have, like, hair on their head, kind of. Okay.
Hang on.
Wait.
Silkies have the hair on their head, right?
Silkies have the hair on their head?
Hang on.
But then what do bantams look like? Because I kind of thought that they had the hair on their head, too.
No, I have no idea.
Well, then why even bring it up, Tom?
Like. I was looking just for another example of a way that chickens can be.
All right, how many chicken types do we know? It's a competition now. I'm taking Silky because I thought of the competition.
That's not fair.
It's fair, totally.
I should have both Silkies and Bantam, and then you have the competition as 1 point.
No.
In fact, yeah, I went first. I thought of the competition.
So you went Silky, and then I said chicken competition, and you said bantam. Right.
Now it's your turn.
And now it's my turn. Okay. Regular.
Okay. Okay. Scoring the chicken competition.
No.
That's my bet. And now it's 3-2 my way.
All right. Boy chicken.
Okay. And that's unfortunately all the chickens there are. Well, okay. Well played. That's a tie.
All right. I guess.
Really well played, babe.
You too. Actually, let's check.
Boy chicken is such a deep cut.
Yeah, we did shake hands. It's fun that boy chickens are called cocks.
Yeah,
I didn't
fun.
Know whether I wanted to say it.
Yeah, no, I understand.
They just used to say shit when it was old time. They just used to say stuff and like didn't laugh. They said cock for a boy chicken. They said ass for like a donkey.
Yeah. They probably call it like, oh, I gotta go bring in the big dripping wet pussy.
Yeah.
Named Fido.
Yeah.
From the yard.
All right, you bring him in.
Okay. Come on, Fido. Come on, my big dripping. And they're not at any point thinking like, oh man, I'm gonna look silly in a thousand years or whatever.
Oh, we had to put our crunchy turd down. It's a cat.
slang for cat, and
we did too. Anyway, that's why we had a gap. We were very sad about our dead cat.
Yeah. There was a period there where we found out that he was dying, and I just keep thinking of this, where we were like, oh man, we should give him like, we had this like nice fish that we were giving him.
Yeah,
we
like a sashimi for cats.
Yeah, and we were like, oh man, I don't know if it's good for him to have this much fish. Maybe he shouldn't have this much nice fish. And then we were like, well, he also shouldn't have AIDS.
Yeah,
so I think the fish isn't going to be the thing that knocks him off.
Fine.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Anyway, our cat died. So we're very, very sad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Tom has put his hat on his shoe.
I like it. I'm acting
it's like your
a
shoe's a little guy.
Okay, contact piercings, Demi.
Are those the ones that kind of drill into your face?
They drill into the face. People have them on their back as well.
But they're like, you have like Neo plugs, like you're in the Matrix. But
Oh, right.
Is that right? Do they go in like a, can you get them out?
I believe you can get them out.
You can surgery to get them out,
isn't
it?
Is that they're just like, okay, Demi's reacting very badly to it.
No.
What would you get? I think it would be nice to maybe have like a hook. Like one of the hooks you put up in a rental that you
command
know you're
hook.
Not going to be. Yeah, a command hook. Get a command hook like in the middle of your back.
Well, that's not even a piercing. You're just sticking it to your back.
No, but as a piercing.
No,
so it's
the
there
whole
forever,
point,
but then you get the command hook.
No, the whole
shape.
Point of a command hook is that you can remove it and get your bond back.
Well, then good. I'm glad I had the best idea in the world.
All right. Well, I guess mine would be a fish hook right through my cheek.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Does that even count? That doesn't count as a contact piercing even really. I'd get a light switch. And then when you turn it off, I just go and shut my eyes.
That's nice.
Cute snoring.
Yeah, really nice.
You still got that hat on your shoe, huh? That's going to really, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Otherwise, you were just going to keep looking at it.
I was going to keep looking at it and being like, hello.
And
saying it. Hi. Just keep saying it. Oh, who's your friend? To your shoe.
Yeah. Demi sees two items of clothing together and she thinks they're an acquaintance.
It's a guy.
Oh, boy. There's a man there. No, Demi, that's a pile of laundry. Wow, there's a whole bunch of guys.
There's so many guys. Wow. You guys look like you're having fun. How'd you get in here? They're all wet and they're spinning.
Here, what do you want to do to me?
Yeah.
You want to kiss me?
Some stuff? Maybe?
I don't know.
I'll get in there. Do you find me completely tuck it out when you come home in the laundry basket? Made a real mess of things. These guys are wild.
These guys are cuckoo crazy. Oh boy, I'm going to be pulling threads out of the Demi for weeks. Oh, this stinks. Hey, babe, you got another button behind your ear. Oh, that's crazy.
It's weird. I had trouble putting on my shirt. Oh,
man, this is really going to make me... I don't know. I feel like I'm paranoid, but I feel like Demi's cheating on me. I found some collar on her collar. So
stupid.
I think she's been stepping out.
You're stupid.
Fuck you.
No, fuck me. Clothes pile.
Oh boy.
A glove and a pair of trousers on the couch and I'm just humping the arm of it.
The way you said humping the arm, I pictured it. It was just lacking any dignity.
Oh yeah, of course. That's the sound I'm making while I'm humping.
Like
the
a
couch.
Pig trying to get over a hill.
Yeah, or a pig trying to fuck another pig, I guess.
I was picturing it as like a, you know, when
it's stuck on its tummy.
Yeah,
it gets its legs aren't reaching the ground because its tummy and the hill are touching.
It's on like a perfect seesaw, yeah. So it keeps trying to kick itself off
never
with its back
reaches.
And then its front legs.
Yeah.
God damn.
If you were going to, again, I'm just asking because it's in my head. I'm not trying to make a stupid joke or anything, but if you were going to tongue kiss a normal looking couch, how would you do it? And where?
Okay. I think I would do the technique of, this might not be the best way to do it. I think it would have to be turn my head 90 degrees and then the join of the bottom two cushions.
Okay. Because I was thinking that I would maybe do it like between the cushion and like the seat bit of the couch. But then
that's
I'm like,
idea.
Where actually is the mouth? Because there's two cushions there. And does that make it sort of like a cat mouth style thing? Where like when the cushions meet at the back of the couch, that's where like the nose would be of the couch. Do you know what I mean? So the mouth to me of the couch, right? Okay. Is like the two cushions are there and then the bottom of the couch is there, right? And I'm imagining those two cushions like lift up and there would be like a tongue in between, which obviously there isn't. But that means that it's got two tops
checking
of its mouth.
Checking under the cushion.
I'm going to go check in a minute. But that means that there's two tops of its mouth, like how a cat sort of has a split up into its nose. Know what I mean?
A cat has what?
If you think about a cat, like how you draw a cat, right? You draw its nose and then you go dip. Zip,
right.
Because the cat
kind of
its mouth like sort of joins to its nose.
You draw the nose as like its own separate like black triangle, and then two diagonal lines that serve as the mouth.
Yeah,
and you're
saying that is because okay. Well, that is if you actually look at a cat's mouth front on, that's kind
I could. Mine's dead.
Yeah, mine's dead too. Crazy.
That's so crazy. We have so much in common.
Why don't we get a drink? What are you doing after this?
Hey, I have this great dead cat we can come over and look at.
But, God, I'm so fucking sad that our cat is dead.
It sucks.
We are both absolutely devastated.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to
It's honestly almost fall enough to make it. Me wish we hadn't killed him.
I wish we hadn't. It's funny, though. But the cats, because like the cat doesn't have just one top lip, is what I, what I'm trying to say is the cat doesn't have one top lip.
Sorry, just picturing.
I just booted him into a lake. That's what we did.
I was picturing the vet being like, I don't think that, I think he's suffering and I don't think it's time for him. And before that's even done, you look over and you see me with a hammer just go, just making my way slowly towards.
Yeah. It's either, yeah, but you're going to have to be quick because otherwise game. As soon as, if he actually gets to the end of that sentence, the whole cat's head's going to be in my mouth.
That's such a shame.
Oh, no.
Do you have any recommendations?
Would it be painless?
That's okay. And his, and something's happened to his head.
It must be because of the FIV.
What happened to his head?
What happened to his hair?
Oh, no.
God.
Cats don't have one top lip is all I was saying.
Yeah, sure.
They have like sort of two of them and they're both connected to the nose.
So this is because you were thinking of kissing a couch, which was because you were thinking of humping a couch, which was...
Because I don't want to just fuck it.
No, you want to be in love. Give me the girlfriend experience.
So, yeah. Maybe I'll just kiss this side.
Or...
It likes ear stuff.
Perhaps Tom.
Well, you're not a couch.
No.
So...
But I hang out with one sometimes.
Yeah.
Honestly, too much recently. I've been sitting on that thing all the ding-dang day.
Yeah. I've noticed.
I can see why you'd prefer not to kiss Tom.
Yeah. The couch is soaked up enough, Tom, honestly.
Mm. Yeah, and none of the bad bits. Our like the couch, personality.
Yeah, the personality it's
just
got now.
Just the good
now.
Bits, like the stench.
The personality and the farts. How many farts do you think are in our couch?
God,
because
too
it,
many.
I reckon that ratio went so far up when we got it from your parents.
Absolutely. Before my parents, I mean, my parents fart, but they don't make a thing of it. And I think that...
They don't relish in it.
I think that
And they don't
you...
run to the couch to put their farts in the couch.
Okay, and also like I don't do that. No.
Like we do all day.
I think if you... Full force. I think if you held up one of our couch cushions and full force punched it, it would kill you instantly.
Punch it and it goes.
I think you would get Havana syndrome. I think you would immediately be like struck with crippling nerve pain by the smell.
Yeah. Very. And dizziness. You'd pass out.
Yeah.
And I'd bury you.
Yay.
You wouldn't even be dead yet. So live with that, I guess.
Hey,
or don't.
Honestly, just happy to be out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
Turning to the rest of the corpses.
Road comic stuff. Yeah, since I got a family.
Oh, you know. My God.
So we had a baby. I'm happy to be here. I've got a baby, so I'm happy to be anywhere.
Oh, hey. Man.
Anyway, it's fun to be a comedian. Not.
You dipshit.
What's the best style of sunglasses?
Ooh, that's a great question because it's also something that I find myself asking. I've never confidently bought a pair of sunglasses in my life.
Well, you wear glasses most of the time anyway, so it would be hard.
Yeah.
You never had transition lenses, did you?
Demi, I did.
Oh, man, because I was going to be like, I would have guessed that, but like I've never seen pictures of it and I was hoping
so
it was the one
that
thing
that guess.
Seems like you would have done that you didn't do.
No. I did. Ugh. Man, that sucks that everything about me is so predictable.
Yeah.
I
could have guessed that you would have like built model airplanes and stuff, but the what?
Not that many.
How many?
Under 90?
No.
But I could have guessed that you had transitions lenses.
So I had transition lenses and I wore them. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before maybe, but I wore them for like a whole school photo, and it just meant that I looked insane because I also hadn't figured out how to smile, and I thought that smiling was the thing you did where you just engaged your mouth the most you could. So yeah, I was doing like the Chatterer Cenobite smile, and then I just had these tiny black, black because we were stuck facing the sun, so they
like,
could get the most light on everyone.
You look like our friend Malcolm. Big smile, black eyes.
Yeah, but without any of his charm.
Without none of the charm.
And also standing out like a sore thumb, unlike Malcolm.
Normal jeans, huge ones, not the size of a baby's legs.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Strange.
God.
That sucks.
Another big school photo ruined by Tom.
Yeah. Why do you keep doing that?
I don't know, but actually that reminds me. We've got a finish the podcast soon because I have a school photo I need to get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't like hearing that.
I've got, you know, I'm getting back into the game.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
I used to, and I was like, I was good at it. So I was thinking, like, maybe I'll go back, you know?
Yeah. Turning up to my school photo just to get a new, you know.
Like it's karate and you could just go back and keep getting better.
And also turning up to karate and just, I mean, that would be so good. That's a Seinfeld bit.
What?
Kramer doing the kids' karate.
Fuck. Oh, Seinfeld's stupid. I don't like it.
I keep walking past the, there's a jujitsu place near our house. And
I walked past there today and they were doing the little baby kids class.
Yes.
They were rolling around each other.
I was walking
past
that as well. It's so funny. They look like they're just on their way somewhere.
They look like little roly bugs. They're together and they're just rolling around. It's
like,
so good.
Yeah, like two of those, what are they called? Little silver bugs? The little like things that...
Like, we used to call them skater bugs that roll into themselves.
It looks like two of them fighting.
Yeah, it does. Rolling around. It's like these two little girls in there. They both had pigtails, and I was like, fight, 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 fight. Kill each other.
Damn. You
they're
know
just
what?
Rolling around.
I don't think that it would be ethical, but I would like to bet on a child's martial arts tournament.
Well,
I think that would be so good.
Okay, listen, if we can find footage of a child's martial arts tournament that now the children would be adults this year, then I think it's fine.
Right.
Because they can't feel bad about it now.
Gotcha.
Not that they will even find out, but there wouldn't even be a chance.
Gotcha.
We find an old martial arts tournament and we'll bet on the kids.
Yeah. Actually, fuck, I don't think I ever told you this. I found an old, like...
gem.
An old gem, and I'm incredibly rich now.
Wow.
But also I am cursed to wander the earth forevermore.
Strange.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, it's green
Can
or
I hold
whatever.
That?
Nah, I don't think you're ready.
That's a funny... not remembering that the answer is no to something, but deciding it and saying it like that is really good. Hey, do you wanna come get a coffee with me? I think you're really cool. No.
I think I do.
No.
I found this old footage of like the, I think maybe from the mid 2000s or something, of like an amateur sumo tournament.
Ooh.
Of that I think like it was just like these teenagers doing sumo. And it's really interesting because they're like very, obviously, you know, you see sumo usually that's done by the actual big wrestlers, but these are just like normal looking teenagers trying to push
like,
each other out of a circle.
Not like big guys, kind of like, stock shaped, I drew a guy shaped guy.
Just like regular guys, yeah.
Wow.
Really strange
stuff. Sumo's so good. So good to watch. Crazy the food that they eat.
Oh, big parachanko nabe.
What is that? So what is the point of that? Like, what stuff does it have in it that is like good for? Because I know that like the few days before they eat a certain type of thing too.
So chanko nabe is like it's called sumo stew.
Because it's like their training stew, right?
Yeah. And it's just hot pot. It's like a hot pot full of everything. It's just as much as you can or want to
eat. Is it for calories or is it for like this is the stuff that is good when you're at sumo so you don't fart on each other?
I think calories is maybe the main thing. I feel like Japanese foods are like in general is maybe pretty good for like bowel control. I don't feel like they're eating like a lot of stuff that would fuck you for that.
That's true.
Like but, lactose or whatever.
But so...
But so. That's a
I know,
name
I heard it too.
That's what you get. You turn up to training after eating burger.
So then, like, I guess, is there a healthy way to be a sumo that's just like as many calories as I could possibly have?
That's kind of how they do it, but it does put a lot of miles on your body. Like,
yeah.
Having that much weight on your body and then falling on it will really do some damage to your joints.
Yeah, but I wonder whether what the
Especially
risk of...
Especially falling out of a ring. Sorry, please.
I wonder whether the... Well, you know, a little girl called Samara did it. She didn't have any problems.
Okay.
But what about... I wonder what the heart attack risk, like, versus the I pulled a hammy risk is, you know?
Yeah.
I mean?
Well, they're pretty fit people.
That's the fuck... That's what I'm thinking. Like,
I know.
Yeah. But
boy, oh boy, they sure do get all fucked up.
Yeah, well, they're fighting each other and stuff.
Yeah, That makes sense, actually. Even if you're like a 500 kilo guy or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're fighting another 500 kilo guy, I can see how you would get hurt.
That was a stupid question I realized that I just asked because they're athletes and they're supposed to be big and fat. It's almost like the medical community is teaching us to hate fat people.
Yeah.
Crazy!
Well, yeah, sumo is like such a weird thing though. Or like such a specific type of sport.
The only weird thing I think about it is those sticks that they put in their big undies.
Yeah.
It seems like a bad place to have a bunch of sticks.
It's always strange, and it always looks like such a relief when they pull the sticks out of their undies when they're done with the match.
So when the sticks fall out then while they're doing the match, do they mind?
No, I don't think so.
So why do they have the sticks there?
I don't know.
I'm mad about it.
Apparently, I just remember when I was watching sumo, they had like a little bot in the channel, and every now and again someone would just ping it with a command, and the bot would just say, "It's tradition." And just in answer to literally any question. Because it was always that.
Yeah.
It was always like, hey, why? It seems like it would be a lot smarter to not have this on like a raised dohyo, like the raised mound.
Yeah.
Because these guys fucking are so heavy and they come down right on their elbows and ankles and legs and shit.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's tradition.
It's tradition.
Okay, so
hey, it seems kind of annoying that that guy is yelling the whole time that they're fighting and the same thing over and over again.
I love that guy.
It's so cool.
It's so cool that the ref's job in sumo is to go, "You're fighting," and then just to yell,
"You're fighting, let's go. And begin. Fighting. Two guys fighting. Okay, dude.
And fight's over.
Yeah.
That was the fight.
It's the fight's going alarm.
Yeah. Imagine if Bruce Buffer had to do that for the UFC.
I'd love that.
It would be so good. Let's get ready to rumble.
We're rumbling.
They have to stop punching when he has to take a breath.
Rumbling. Yeah. I always used to get him confused with Bruce Banner. One of them is the Hulk.
Famously the Hulk. Yeah.
One of them is the yell guy. What was his actual role? Like, I know he was just like main, like spectacle announcer, right?
Yeah, he was just like a very iconic announcer. We've talked about him on the podcast before.
Wasn't his dad?
Because he has a brother. Go ahead.
Wasn't his dad Paul Bearer?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Why am I thinking that?
I think that's because you just have Paul Bearer on the brain.
Let me check if his dad was Paul Bearer.
Sure. I believe Paul Bearer's real name is Percy Pringle.
There's only one problem with that, and that's that it fucking rules and is the best name I've ever heard. That's the only issue.
Check
with
if
that.
That's real.
Paul Bearer. Wait, American funeral director? Wait. Why does it.
Surely there's not a Paul Bearer who's an actual funeral director.
Oh, sorry, Tom. William Alvin Bill Moody was an American professional wrestling manager and licensed funeral director.
Oh, so his name was Bill Moody, not Percy Pringle.
He's best known for his tenure with the World Wrestling Federation, where he performed under the ring name Paul Bearer.
So he actually
Tommy,
did go
he
into
was a
funerals.
Funeral director.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, Paul. His children are Daniel Moody and Michael Moody.
God damn.
So why was I thinking that?
May I look at the Wikipedia? Sorry, I don't have my own phone still.
Yeah, but let me just really check Bruce Buffer.
Because if I don't find out who Percy Pringle is, I'm going to lose
look
my
it
mind.
Up.
Okay.
So Michael Buffer is Bruce Buffer's brother. He was introduced. Yeah. Oh, in 1999.
Yeah.
He was introduced to his half-brother.
We've literally done this on the podcast before.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. We have gone through them.
So what's his name? Something Pringle? What is
Percy
it?
Percy Pringle. Can we find out who Percy Pringle is? Because that Pringle. Name has embedded itself into my mind.
Percy. Tom?
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
For some reason, it's also William Alvin Bill Moody. That must have, he must have like
so
wrestled
he must
under
have
that
been
or something.
Percy Pringle at some point.
Yes, he
okay.
must have. Yeah, let me check. Because that's crazy. Oh, he's got a mugshot.
Uh-oh.
Paul Bretton, blah, blah, blah. Outside WWE, he was known by the name Percy Pringle III.
Okay.
And performed in various regional territories and promotions as well as world-class championship wrestling.
Okay, cool. So I just got tricked by a wrestling.
Yeah.
And fair enough. But okay, thank you, Demi. That was going to haunt me.
Crazy mugshot, dude.
Well, yeah, he was a strange looking fella.
Well, that doesn't mean he should be arrested. Thank you so much for listening to Big Soft Titty to PNG.
All right, thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.